San Antonio. I've been going back and forth the last few weeks trying to figure out the right things to say, and it comes down to two simple words. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My family and I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the entire Spurs organization and the people and fans of San Antonio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To every one of my teammates. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To every one of my teammates I've played with over my 7 years in the NBA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pop, I'll always be grateful for my growth under your guidance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the fans, there is not a more passionate or dedicated fan base than what I witnessed in San Antonio. Throughout all the ups and downs, I'm glad there were many more ups. I'll never forget what we shared and accomplished together. While I am looking forward to the next chapter in my career, I'll always remember the city and the people of San Antonio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kawhi Leonard.
That was a beautiful letter written by Kawhi.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I do like that it seems like it was written by him or his cousin, who is also his publicist.
To further comment, we actually have a very special guest on the line right now.
Made this happen.
Kawhi Leonard. And welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith, here with my buddies Chuck and John.
Hey now.
We're laughing. It sounds like, as John said, Steve Buscemi is being fed into a wood chipper. I think it's the construction
special
next door.
Special guest Leatherface.
Right.
Yeah, there is a very loud grinding noise. I don't know if it'll make it into the microphones.
Can you go outside and do the, like, both hands in the air neighbor sound? Do the sleeping baby pantomime?
Yeah.
Ah, we got a sleeping baby here.
I like how sleeping baby gives parents a license to kill.
No. Yeah, you have the ability to call someone names you will never call
I've
anybody.
Definitely been pulling out of my driveway and the construction people from next door want to come talk to me and they're walking up. Oh. And I put my finger in the I put the index finger and they stop. It's amazing how you can stop a person from walking. You just put the finger up, and then I bring it to my lips, and I say shh, and you shake my head back and forth.
What's funny is when someone with a kid does that to you, at first you're like, oh man, I'm about to kill you, and then it's like, oh, there's a baby. Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
It's legit.
You shush me, I'm gonna.
If you wake a baby, there's nothing worse you can do to a human being.
Woke two children last night.
It's been now almost 4 years of me desperately hoping one of my children falls asleep so I can just watch a single Deadwood.
Yeah.
I just want to watch a Deadwood. Would you please fall asleep?
I felt worse about waking these two children than I felt about theft, adultery. I mean, I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. Well, I just I have a Yelp. Have you guys heard my Yelp? I mean, I can't do it
because
it might wake up a baby, but it's very high-pitched.
Well,
it's a sports yell.
The reason it makes you feel bad, John, is because, theft and adultery, those are victimless crimes.
Of course. Right. No one ever suffers.
Right. So
who benefits?
We're having
when a baby's woken up, nobody benefits.
Special podcast. We're going to do a handful of quizzes. I don't want to say the name yet. I don't want to cue the music.
Giggity, giggity.
But since it's the off-season, we thought we'd come up with a few quizzes to enjoy ourselves. But before we get there, of course... What do we have for breakfast?
John handed... This is the earliest we've podcasted, maybe ever. Can we do an 8 o'clock? Have we done an 8
o'clock? We haven't done an 8 o'clock. We would desperately love to podcast in the mornings.
Keith and I did a podcast called Fake It...
Fake Break.
Fake It or Break It?
Fake It or Break It. That was really early.
I don't know. That was
wild.
That might be Corbin Smith's podcast.
It is, correct.
Anyway. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
We did do. Oh, you're being serious.
I am being
serious. No, we did Take It or Break It. That was a very
Take early, It or Break It.
Which was actually, and he's West Coast.
Yeah.
So that was extremely early for
him. What in the world?
He doesn't even wake
up. He had never gone to
We've
sleep.
We've not talked about him too much.
We did a podcast with a meth user.
Did we?
He must have, but there's no way he could have been up there.
Quit subtweeting me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's Adderall, by the way.
Anyway, it's early. Chuck, you were saying.
Yeah. We picked up Burr, because our car situations have become comical.
Primes on my part and just weird electrical stuff on Chuck's.
John's brakes sound like...
They're real scary.
That outside noise?
Yeah.
Where it's like the wood chipper? It's John's brakes.
So, and guys, I'm trying to buy a new car.
Right.
I need your advice.
Here we go.
Yep. I got some choices.
Yep.
So I can buy a Honda Accord.
Right.
Pretty soft penis choice, right?
Oh, it's a fine choice.
But, you know, gas mileage is nice.
It's good.
I think I can plug my phone into the car. I think I can do that. I don't know. But a second choice has emerged. Toyota Solara.
Oh.
Convertible.
Oh. Ragtop? Hardtop.
As a current Toyota owner.
Yeah. My Toyota's killed me.
My Toyota beeps when you do anything, mm-hmm. and it drives me insane.
Yeah, my Toyota's evil.
There's no way to get inside your car without it beeping, and that's crazy to me.
Mm. But Ragtop will really get that 51-year-old soccer mom vibe.
You'll get
just
that,
got divorced.
You'll get that extra head turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boda box in the back seat.
Every waiter thinks I'm a woman from behind anyways. Mm-hmm. Imagine when they see these flowing locks flying through the air on my way.
My current car situation is I have a 97 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
That is painted like the A-Team van.
Painted like the A-Team van. Through years of use as a food truck, the back bumper is now being held on by bungee cords and hope.
And this isn't your typical back bumper. This is
hope just left.
And hope is not. It's on life support.
On the way here, Chuck's blinkers stopped working. Windshield wipers stopped working.
AC.
Yeah, AC.
AC stopped working.
That.
My radio stopped working. Thankfully, my headlights work. But everything
did they?
Else, I'm betting they did. They probably. I should go check to see if my headlights are on.
Before
I'm going to go out there to a dead battery, aren't I?
Yeah. Before I married into relative comfort, my car had, it was a Plymouth Neon.
That's cool.
Which are very, very hard penis cars.
Mm-hmm.
It had standing water in it at all times. Like at the
The
floorboard with like 3 or 4 inches of standing water. The key had broken off in the ignition. So to start the car, you merely needed an implement. Any implement would do. I kept a spoon in my cup holder, which I started the car with, because again,
spoon man,
So with the standing water,
is that why you have an Afro pick sitting here?
Yeah.
Keith always has an Afro pick
with the standing water, and like it would start with the spoon. I would often like leave the note that just said, "This car does not need a key to start. Please help yourself." No one ever took me up.
No one relieved you.
I finally had to donate it to NPR for a $200 tax credit.
In a move that will shock neither of you, until this sensible car. By the way, I got this sensible car for the dogs to be able to go places. Mm-hmm. We've taken the dogs one place in the sensible car,
mm-hmm.
And it's been the worst car I've ever driven as far as costing me money and stuff. I always had convertibles because I'm a piece of crap.
No,
right?
You're a man of you're a dilettante.
So, and like now, I'm convincing myself this Toyota Solara. This is a 4-seater convertible. I can do this. This is a sensible convertible.
Well, now that we had the car talk, what'd you have for breakfast, Chuck?
Something Bird just handed to me in the car. It was a macadamia chocolate. What was that?
Well, that's about amazing. 15 grams of protein put into a little giant rabbit pellet that you snort right up your nose.
It's basically the size of a munchkin, you know, the donut hole.
Yeah.
But it is as dense as a porterhouse
steak. Hey, Bubba, you don't need to eat for 3 or 4 days.
I am so full.
Tell me the truth. You got a number 2 brewing already, don't you?
I can feel it.
Did you have one as well, John?
I mean, I guess I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
Back to grapefruit.
I'm like 1984 robot on the assembly line. I'm eating one of these things every day.
Me too.
That's breakfast. Your bone broth for lunch.
That sounds awesome.
And about 1,800 creepy, weird protein packed calories for dinner. And I'll tell you this, it's working, guys. I've lost about 2, maybe 3 ounces.
I myself have lost some weight, and it's been basically just eating the same thing. Steel cut oats in the morning, a spinach tortilla wrap with, you know, ham and turkey and cheese.
Get the ham out of there, bro.
And at dinner, I just do a little, you know, the rotisserie chicken. I get one of those every 2 days.
You are living like rice. Adam Driver preparing
for a role
for Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
you're doing protein packed Monster.
Yeah.
Tire throws in the backyard. I actually lost about 6 pounds by cutting out just the desserts after, you know, 10 p.m. But now I'm really? Back, now I'm backsliding.
If you lose 6 pounds, what happens?
Where do
you look
go?
Like the machinist already.
I got to be real. I miss my machinist body.
Oh, really?
I used to be a very slim, trim machinist man.
Mm-hmm. Where is the fat? Are you hiding the fat? Uh-oh.
I had a little bit of plain yogurt, a little bit of strawberries. That's all.
Man.
That's all. And coffee.
Boy, we've let the listeners down. Yeah. But the listeners have had to listen to us hit the brick walls.
Oh, man.
Keith's 40, Chuck's 35, I'm 35. We're hitting the walls. Mm-hmm.
It's coming up.
All this old
age. It's all coming
stuff.
Up. All right. Well, those are our breakfasts. Before we get to the special, I'm not going to say the name yet to start the music, episode, I believe we have one single breakfast in bed apology,
okay.
Which is Chuck's chance to make right what he might have gotten
Look,
wrong.
Look, guys.
He's been beating himself up.
Last week during the game of scones, it was revolving around high-efficiency players. I had a brain fart, don't know why, and called Russell Westbrook a high-efficiency player. Obviously, I know he sucks at... being an efficient player.
You did that thing where you're like
field goal percentage leaders.
Field goal percentage.
Yeah. You did that thing where you're making love and you're like, oh, I really don't want to be done now.
Exactly what happened.
That's completely what happened.
Been there. Hey, Mops.
I'd like to apologize.
Hi, Nanny.
For,
yeah, I'll go ahead and apologize for that.
For that, which may or may not make the final episode.
Yeah, we got to think about that.
All right, so.
You can just change
speaking
the.
Speaking of high efficiency players, that brings us to, wait, what's that sound?
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage,
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
Game of Scones on a very special Game of Scones episode. We're going to be going through some quizzes, but last week we had a Game of Scones about which players had the best field goal percentage from last year. Chuck, like a moron, while winning handily.
I was high-stepping.
Did throw out.
Yeah.
Did, yeah.
It was Leon Lett running into the end zone. Yeah. Don Beebe, which Keith's got some Don Beebe in him.
You got some Don
Catching
Beebe
him from
him.
Behind.
So now I'm going the other way. This Game of Scones is about players who qualified for the field goal percentage leaderboards. You know, so these guys played a lot, shot a lot. These are players in the last 10 years who shot under 40%, which is stunning. Normally, there's only like 3 every year. In the last 10 years, there are only 22 players who have shot under 40% for the year.
Whew.
This is very straightforward.
I'm really surprised it's that few.
This is very straightforward. We will go back and forth until someone has 3 strikes. The most correct answers wins. We need to organize probably. This time, Chuck will go first.
All right.
So Chuck, okay. Go first. A player who shot under 40% in a season in the last 10 seasons.
If it isn't true, then we need to rename this. Jerry mm-hmm. Stackhouse.
Jerry Stackhouse has not played in the last 10 seasons. So...
That's a very seasons. Special strike.
That's a very special strike.
I don't. Maybe
you're gonna give him. You gonna give another one?
I didn't hear the 10 seasons. Honestly, I wasn't paying attention.
It's
to
It's very
the whole
early
game.
For Chuck.
I'll give you one.
Let's
two.
Do Kobe Bean Bryant.
Kobe Bean Bryant is correct. And I was looking at this, and you guys, everyone knows, I dislike Kobe Bean Bryant.
This is record.
I think he's historically overrated.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just on the court. I'm only talking about on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't like the guy.
Right.
I somehow, like the human brain protects the body from all kinds of things, not even knowing it. Somehow my brain had erased the fact that Kobe Bryant's final season was the worst shooting season ever.
Yes.
Without exaggeration.
No.
It is the only season he shot 35.6% from the field for the season, mm-hmm. That is by far the worst in the three-point era.
Yeah, but he was dragging that team on his back.
He was bringing them all the way there.
So hard. He played so hard, Keith. He ruptured his Achilles.
He pretty much was the game of... he was the Stackhouse
of
pancakes
yeah.
that year.
All right, well, that is... that. So Kobe Bryant is correct, yes. John.
How did you get to this? Were you researching Brandon Knight? Mm. I'm going with Brandon Knight.
Brandon Knight, no. Brandon Knight has never done it. It's a strike for John.
This is not going well.
Let's do Josh Smith.
Josh Smith, no.
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith is correct. He did it this season.
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
Good job, John.
Carmelo?
Carmelo, no.
Nah.
Thought maybe this year.
Brandon Jennings?
Brandon Jennings, four times.
Wow.
Four times, which is also pretty much every season he's qualified. Brandon Jennings is a horrible, horrible shooter.
I'll give you a tip.
We got any hints?
When I'm thinking, when I'm going, you think. When you go, I think.
Okay. That's a good tip.
It's a lot of guards.
Maybe you should just go with DeAndre Jordan. You know, like do the thing you did with Russell Westbrook.
Stop it. Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder is incorrect.
No. I like it though.
Schroeder. Schroeder's a shooter.
Trey Burke.
Trey Burke. Yes, two times. John is on fire. You're going to need John to miss a few.
I'm just naming really bad players.
Yeah, yeah. That is a hint. You remember our iShop league?
Right.
Who were some of those high draft picks in the iShop league?
I think I have a really interesting one, but maybe wrong, so I might not do it.
Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson is a great guess, but no. Chuck goes down in flames, a dominant victory.
You want me to keep going?
John.
I'll keep going.
John, let's keep going. See how many you can get.
OJ Mayo?
No.
Derrick Rose.
No.
What?
Derrick Rose never shot that bad.
What about when Victor Oladipo sucked?
All right, guys.
None of those.
See?
Let's
it's
get
not
some
that
hints.
Easy.
Jameer Nelson?
Who was one of the most improved players of last year? This is the guy I pointed out shot terribly. I would wonder what the unimproved version would look like. He's got a glorious mustache.
One of the most. Oh, Spencer?
Spencer Dinwiddie. How about 0-for-12?
Wow.
Yeah.
Trevor Ariza. Also, Terry Rozier.
I was going to say him, but
Higgy?
Wes Matthews twice.
Yeah.
Kentavious. Kinsang.
Oh, how can we not? How can we not
Frank
do
the Foreman Kaminsky.
Frank?
Let's get the rest. Emmanuel Mudiay. Kimball Walker three times. Jamal Crawford twice.
Jamal Crawford.
Deion Waiters, Mo Williams, CJ Miles. And then harder to get, Jameer Nelson, Randy Foy.
I said Jameer Nelson. Okay.
Baron Davis, Rafer Alston, Lou Williams, and Russ Westbrook. In his rookie year. All right, so that was a dominant victory by John in our first game of scones.
Well, you want to talk about poor shooting performances?
Always.
Let's kick off the very first inaugural. Wait a minute. What's that sound?
Oh.
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage. Game of Scones. The name of this game, boys, is Tell and Spell.
Oh.
Or Go to Hell.
Thank you, thank you. This sounds hard.
I have a list of NBA players. I'm going to give one of you guys a hint about this player. You are then going to tell me you like to tell and spell, which is tell me the name of this player and then spell the name of this player. Chuck, you might want to get a paper and pencil out for the spelling part portion. Or you can tell me to go to hell and send that question on over to your opponent. You get a point for getting it correct. You also get a point if your opponent that you've told to go to hell gets it incorrect.
Perfect.
We begin with a player who was not on your list, Keith.
Okay.
We begin
Is
with
this
a,
for me?
I'm going to let Chuck get his pen and paper ready.
All right, I'll go first. All right.
This is a player who once averaged a shocking 29.4 points per game in 1983 for the Denver Nuggets. And remember, guys, this is a spelling competition, so these names might be difficult to spell.
So I know who it is, and I have a lot of trouble spelling this guy's name.
Okay.
But I'm almost positive Chuck will not be able to spell it, and maybe doesn't know who it is.
It's Kiki Vandeweghe.
Oh, that's Chuck. Yeah.
Well, so since Chuck got it right, I'm going to go to hell, Chuck. Spell
All right, Chuck.
K-I-K-I.
So far, so good.
Oh, he had two first names? That would have been
No, that's it, right? That's all I needed.
Yeah, he got
I got
it.
One of the two names.
You got to get the last name as well.
Vandew. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to write it out.
You got to write this one out. There's no way to not write it out.
W E. Is there a U? I don't know. U Q apostrophe.
That sounds like a fail.
That's a fail.
That's all I got.
Keith, would you like to spell it correctly?
I'm guessing, since I've already secured the point.
You've secured the point.
V-A-N-D-E-W-E-G-H-E?
That's correct.
Woo!
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chuck.
I'm going to lose very badly. Throw me an easy name.
You're good at spelling.
I don't know how to spell. My phone has removed my ability to correctly spell anything on my own. Correct
everything
for me. Who
knew implanting computers in our brains would make us so stupid?
Stupider.
My phone has removed my ability to be an attentive spouse.
Your hint, Chuck.
Oh, God.
This Cameroonian prince now plays for the Los Angeles Clippers, but was a crucial defensive cog for last year's Houston Rockets. You can either tell and spell.
Go to hell.
Or go to hell. That goes to you, Keith.
That's going to be my move.
It's Mbah Mute.
Correct. I want the first and last name. I will not make you spell his middle name of Richard.
L-U-C.
Correct.
Then we got M-B-A-H. Do I have to put hyphens in? M-B-A-H. Pretty sure there's a hyphen. A hyphen. M-O-U-T-E.
There are no hyphens, but I'm going to give that to you.
Okay.
Well done.
Good job.
I'm sorry. I was formatting mine for the web.
Okay.
That actually, I was writing in HTML.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. 2-0 lead, perhaps insurmountable.
And I'm not.
The 24th pick in the 2016 NBA draft, this Philadelphia 76er shares a first name with a really effete male star.
Wait, that's...
Movie, motion picture star.
That's... Wait.
A very young Oscar nominee. He ate a peach filled with skeet in a film.
I don't know what John is talking about.
I'm sorry, I'm using movie terms and you have children. This is unfair.
Yeah.
He shares a name with the lead... He was Oscar nominated. He's probably going to play Paul Atreides in Dune. He's a shooting guard for the 76ers. You can tell him to go to hell if you don't think you can spell it.
I'm going to tell and spell.
Okay.
We're talking about Luau Cabarrot.
That's correct.
I got to spell that first name?
Yes, you do.
That makes it hard.
That's the name he shares. If you can get either of these, I thought this was a sure go to hell. Okay, this could get you back in, Chuck. You need to thank Keith for getting overconfident. He's chucking here. This is chucking.
All right. I'm worried about the first name.
Okay.
Is it T-I-M-O-F-E-Y?
It is not.
All right.
Is it
the simple Timothy?
Pretty much. It's Timothy, but instead of a Y, it's an E. But if you can get the last name,
I would have messed that up too. Luwawu, L-U-W-A-W-U hyphen. C-A-B-O-R-R-O-T?
Incorrect.
Oh.
L-U-W-A-W-U hyphen C-A-B-A-R-O-T.
Extra R.
Timothée Luau Cabarrot.
That was a point for Chuck, just to make it, I'll be real, just to make it exciting.
I forgot to tell you guys that part of my performance anxiety when it comes to this kind of stuff, and this
Indeed.
Is really... Like, and you've seen me order food online, and it was a mess once. This stuff all comes from when I was in the fourth grade and failed horribly at a spelling bee.
Oh, yeah.
So this is creating anxiety that I can't explain, and for some reason, I'm scared of this.
Chuck, if it makes you feel better, mm-hmm. I have anxiety from winning a spelling bee.
I'm sorry, who was the Oscar-nominated Timothy?
Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be in like every movie. I'm sorry, that was a bad hint.
He's a name I hear all the time and I have no idea what he is.
Hey, John, this isn't Food Court, your other food-related podcast.
The exact same podcast. I just changed it to movies instead of NBA. Thank you for the free plug.
You couldn't even call it Food Court Court Food?
I should have. I'm sorry.
I did just start a Twitter account called Fart Break Break Fart.
That's awesome.
That's how we get our
I think
Twitter
I'm gonna make
check.
I think I'm going to make it private just for Patreon people. But anyway, Chuck, you're up.
Chuck, this player.
Go to hell. Do I have
okay.
to wait?
No, you don't.
Good. This is game theory.
This player has a bell he can ring for a sexual favor.
What?
Oh, this is, well, keep going. Just, I don't want to mess it up. Is that it? Is that the entire hint?
I feel like you're going to get it.
Well, I don't, I feel like
I'm going to give you more.
I don't want to risk it.
No problem. He also has swole up muscle-wise.
All right, so it's,
like,
it's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yep. Okay, here it
comes. Wait, a bell? I haven't heard about this bell.
You have. We've talked about it on the podcast. You just forgot. Okay. He has a bell he can ring for sex from his girlfriend. It's outstanding. I tried to introduce that into my household and got Lorena Bobbitt.
G-I-A-N-N-I-S. A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-M-P-O.
So close.
Ah.
You left out the N before the M.
Oh, I did.
So close. So close. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
2-2. We got exciting now. My turn.
I still have it as I still have you as the favorite.
We have tied it up. Balls in my court.
I have yet to spell a name right yet.
I'm going to give you the hint, and you can send it. You can tell and spell, or tell Chuck to go to hell.
But I'm also the guy who likes to win by seizing the victory.
You're LeBron versus Toronto, and that's an interesting coincidence because this player,
LeBron,
this player was the key cog in the Raptors Spurs deal. The key cog in the Raptors Spurs deal. Last name rhymes with an amphibious creature. Would you like to tell and spell or go to hell?
Wait, are turtles amphibians?
I thought so.
It's just a reptile.
Are they reptiles? I'm sorry. Frogs? I don't know. Toads? I'm going to tell and spell or tell Chuck to go to hell?
Do I have to put the little dots?
No.
Are there dots involved?
This is an umlaut-free podcast.
I am going to, just for my own hubris,
I want the first and last name.
To spell Jakob Pertl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
J-A-K-O-B.
I got that one.
P-O-E-T-L.
That's incorrect.
Oh, I lost it.
P-O-E-L-T-L.
Really?
Yes. Chuck has taken the lead.
I'm winning and I haven't done anything.
Well, I have struck out, haven't I?
I'm just going to keep going
as long as
you guys want.
Oh, okay.
So
I have 25 names here.
No. Let's do one more to see if Chuck can win in style.
Let's see if I can just spell
and then we'll move on.
Okay. Boy, I got some good ones on here. Can we do three more? Can we do three more?
Maybe save it for the end. We got a time crunch.
Okay. We'll just save this for another one.
Okay.
This isn't a bad game.
This is a great game.
Chuck, this Chinese retired professional basketball player's first name is a euphemism for penis. Would you like to tell and spell or tell Keith to go to hell?
Wang Ji Ji.
That's correct.
W-A-N-G.
That's the penis part.
Z-H-I. Z-H-I.
That is a big win for Chuck Anderson. A 4-2 win.
I'm so incredibly proud of myself. I only spelled one name right. It had three letters in the last name twice. And I won.
So one of my spelling ones, I was actually making up just some NBA trivia questions, and one of them I thought was fun. Can you guys spell Etuan Moore correctly with...
I think I can.
Capitalization.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Go for it. Just go for it. Etuan Moore.
So that implies that there's an extra letter capitalized?
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. I just want you to spell Etuan Moore. That's all I want.
With capitalization.
Watch me spell his name right.
So there's an extra capital letter in there.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
E apostrophe T capital W A U N M O O R E.
You went with a capital W?
Yes.
No,
it's T.
It's capital E apostrophe capital T W A U N M.
I got pretty close.
You got very close.
That's still insane. Why does he do that?
Yeah.
Is there something in between that E and that T we don't know about?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the great question.
Is it like
conference?
Is it Madoff Twan Moore?
Oh, probably.
Please,
that's
no.
The one.
All right. Well, speaking of a name that's very easy to spell, Tony Parker finally joined the Hornets just recently, ending his streak of only being on one team his entire career. So a little bit of trivia. Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, God.
Peter Dinklage, Lena Headley.
The answer is Brent Berry.
Game of Scones. All right, since the 1979-80 season, otherwise known as the three-point era, there have only been seven players who have played over 1,000 games, only played for one franchise, and have started over 75% of those games.
Ooh, that makes it hard.
One is Tony Parker, who is going to get off this list as soon as he plays for... As soon as he plays for the one. Anyway, so now there are six names of players who have played 1,000 games on the same team and started over 75% of those games. Chuck, you went first last time.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you go first again.
Okay. So this is same team, no other team.
Correct. And they've started over 75% of those games.
Okay. So
these are all Hall of Famers.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yes.
Larry Bird. Too many injuries?
I don't know if he played enough.
Good point. Yeah, he only played 9 years.
Larry Bird is incorrect. That's a strike for John.
Sorry.
Let's do Hakeem Olajuwon.
You son of a...
No.
What?
He played for the Raptors, you animal. Do you not remember his glorious time on the Raptors?
No, but it doesn't count that he played that many minutes.
No.
These are people who have only played for one team.
Only played
for one team.
Because he played that many minutes.
Maybe. I don't know if he played 1,000 games on Houston.
Bill Russell.
It was three-point era, guys.
Three-point era. Sorry.
I'm going to let John Chuck's Olajuwon definite strike. John is getting a do-over.
Okay.
Three-point era.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes, thank you.
Reggie Miller.
Yes, thank you. Very good. Very good.
Kevin McHale.
No.
John Stockton.
Yes.
Damn it.
Chuck is killing. He's up. Has got three correct answers. John has two strikes and only one correct answer.
Give me the question one more time. I'm stalling.
Seven players have played over 1,000 games for the same franchise and started over 75% of those games.
Oh, my God.
There are two left.
Two left. No, he played for multiple teams. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
They have both, hint, been finals MVPs.
Magic Johnson.
No. John has struck out. Chuck, would you like to win with style?
Very bad.
Timothy Duncan.
Chuck just mopped the floor. That was one of the most dominant. You're good at, John.
I know.
I'm proud of that one.
The only one left.
I forgot about AIDS, okay? I forgot about AIDS.
You broke the recording. Hold on.
I forgot about the AIDS virus.
All right. The only one remaining was a Detroit Piston.
Isaiah Thomas.
No.
Joe Dumars.
Joe Dumars, a man with many cell phones.
He was a finals MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He averaged like 27 points a game in that series against the Lakers, I believe.
Yeah. Or was it the Blazers? Which one did he win? I think he was the Lakers.
Lakers, yeah. I think they swept them. Something crazy.
They did. The Lakers were very beat up.
Now I got all the...
After the year before, the referees let the Lakers win. Anyway. All right, well, that one was kind of short. Chuck did very well. But, you know, Joe Dumars averaging so many points actually reminds me of a song.
I know.
Peter Dinklage.
Game of Scones. This is about guys who score a lot of points. Joe Dumars in the finals, but also guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I forgot the end, and I feel very embarrassed. Too cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, Giannis averaged over 25 points per game for the first time in his career.
He's no Kiki Vandeweghe, am I right?
So it seems likely he can do that again this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
If so, he will enter a slightly smallish fraternity of players who have averaged over 25 points per game more than once in their career. So this is guys who have averaged 25 points per game two seasons or more now.
Right.
Only doing it for people who have played in my lifetime.
Okay.
Guys who at least one of the seasons is after 1980.
Okay.
At least one of the seasons after 1980. Only 40.
You were born in 76?
79.
79.
Not quite that old. Only 45 players have done
that's
it
how
since,
old my girlfriend
since
is.
1980. But this game of scones has a twist.
Okay.
If you guess incorrectly.
Oh, God. You're kicked off the podcast.
If you guess incorrectly, you have a chance to have your strike erased if you can name someone who's accomplished this feat before 1980.
Oh, okay. I love this.
However, if you guess a pre-1980 player incorrectly, your opponent will have their strike erased.
This is oh, I love it.
So see? Complicated. Yeah, see?
No, this
unnecessarily
is
unnecessarily complicated.
This is how I like
it. It's very simple. So we have 45 players who have done it, where one of the seasons is after 1980. Just so we're clear, some of these players started their career before 1980 and played into the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. So they count for the 1980s. Okay. And then if you get a strike and you want to try to erase your strike, you can name one of the players who's done it way back in the day.
And there are players who did it in both eras.
Yes, but again, if you did one of your seasons
right.
in 1980,
right.
mm-hmm. say like, I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Can I kick it off with the GOAT?
John can go first. Yes.
LeBron James.
LeBron James obviously is correct.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Michael Jordan, obviously. This is going to be actually a little hard to keep track of.
Let me know when I can tell you Kobe Bryant.
Yes, that is right. And someone I need to keep score as well.
I can do that if you want.
John and Chuck, no, we're fine. 2-1. Let me make sure I get Kobe Bryant off the board. Yes.
Let's do Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, yes. Well, I think only did it twice. I could be wrong. Anyway, yes.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson is correct.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal, yes.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, let me make sure I erase Shaq from the board. Let me make sure I erase Carmelo Anthony from the board. Yes, Chuck, you were up.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, yes, of course.
Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
James Harden.
James Harden, yes.
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas, yes. Gilbert showing up on Instagram timelines recently.
Hey now, just showing up,
showing some people.
Let's do.
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon, of course.
David Robinson.
Yes. Who also I think only did it twice. I could be wrong. I should have written this down, but anyway.
Seems wrong.
Let's do Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, did he score that many points that many times? No.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Tim Duncan. That is our first strike. John leads 7-6.
But now he can do the thing.
Would you like to have your strike erased, Chuck?
I do.
By naming a player before 1980 who accomplished this feat?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do Wilt Chamberlain.
That's correct. The strike has been erased.
I'm going to do the Black Chuck Anderson. Charles Barkley.
That's correct.
Carmelo.
Correct.
I'm angry that you say Carmelo because I got the last game stuck in my head and I was thinking of Carmelo and then I went, oh, but he went to the Lakers mm-hmm. because I am an idiot. Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yes.
Clyde Drexler.
Clyde Drexler is correct.
You want to get weird, Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get weird. You ready? Because I'm not.
Kiki me.
I don't think Kiki did it twice in a row. I think.
Well, not a row, just twice in his career. Twice in his career.
Over 25?
Over 25 points per game.
I know he did 29 once.
Twice in his career.
I'll do Kiki.
That's correct.
Oh, thank you, John.
You're welcome. Alex English.
Alex English. Yes.
Nice.
He scored a lot of points.
Yes. Yeah.
Bernard King.
Bernard King. Yes.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. So Kareem's an example where I think his last season to do it over 25 was actually in like early 80s.
Right.
But yes, Kareem is correct.
Amare Stoudemire.
That is correct.
Tiny Archibald.
Tiny Archibald, I'm nervous for you, John.
Oh, yeah, I might be playing with the rule here, aren't I?
That is a strike. Would you like to have your
Jerry
strike
West.
Erased? Yes, correct. The strike has been erased. Jerry West is correct.
This game may never end.
I don't know. I'm starting to get anxiety.
Yeah, the anxiety is creeping. I mean, you guys have done really well.
Let's do Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady. Yes.
No way. Okay.
This is good. Chuck is now getting back closer.
Cousin to... Vince Carter.
Yes.
Let's do... Cool.
You guys are doing great.
Was it 25? Man. Reggie Miller.
No.
Reggie Miller is incorrect. That's a strike. Chuck, would you like to have your strike erased or just accept your strike? There's older players.
Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor is correct.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
Sorry.
Elgin Baylor is not correct.
Oh.
What?
A strike.
That can't be right.
In 2 years?
That can't be right.
I can double check
it. No way. He averaged 37 points a game once.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe this one column is not.
Your oldies?
Maybe my oldies are not alphabetized.
Oh, that's a bother.
There we go. All right.
Pat Ewing.
Patrick Ewing, yes.
Isaiah Thomas?
Isaiah Thomas, no. Chuck, you going back to the old well.
Moses Malone?
Wait. Well, Chuck's going to go to...
Yeah.
Well, that's my next one.
Dr. J?
ABA stats?
I don't know.
Are we going ABA?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
So that's a strike for Chuck. Strike for Chuck.
So I got two.
You got one.
I got one because Elgin Baylor, right?
Yeah.
I got one.
And then do I get a chance to steal? Is that right?
No, it doesn't matter. You pick a guy.
Moses Malone.
A newer guy. Well, that way, that's correct.
Boy, was it ever. Fo-fo-fo.
Fo-fo-fo. Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Whew. Clutchy-clutch-clutch balls. Mm-hmm. Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh? Let me scroll up. No, that's incorrect.
Not for the Raptors.
John.
Oopsie.
That's incorrect, John. Would you like to try to get yours old, something erased?
I guess I'll say an oldie, but a goodie.
Okay. Erase it, baby.
A classic. Can I say him again? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, because he doesn't count.
Okay.
He's a post-80s. We've already set him.
Okay.
So John is getting a strike. Now one strike apiece. As we continue going, there are, what, like 15 or so left?
There's a lot.
Paul Pierce,
yes.
Chuck's coming.
Chuck and John's favorite player.
He's coming from back. He's coming from behind.
From behind.
Unofficial tally, I believe you're tied at 13. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Okay. I've already said Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki has already been gotten.
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
I haven't said him. I said him in the last game.
Okay, Dirk is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin Garnett.
No.
I don't think so.
Certainly not.
Nope. That's a strike for Chuck. Do you want to try to erase it with an old guy?
Pete Maravich.
That is correct.
Very nice,
no
Chuck.
Strike awarded.
My turn?
Garnett never did 25
John?
A game?
Not twice. I don't know if he did it once.
Nah, he's really overrated. Sorry.
No one's going to remember him after Jaren Jackson Jr. anyway.
George Gervin?
George Gervin is correct.
Don't say him in the old ones, Chuck. You can't say him twice.
Man. What about Ron Harper?
I think that might be crazy guess. No, that's a strike. Chuck, you want to try to erase your strike?
Old guys.
Uh-oh, he's brain farting out.
I'm brain farting. I got an old guy in my head, and I can't... He was a triple-double machine.
Yep, that's the one. Yep. Keep going.
He played for the...
Lives in a trash can on Sesame Street.
Oscar Robinson.
That's right. I will take it.
Sorry.
We'll take it. John, you're up.
So early.
John, you're up.
Awesome. them? Lives in a cat. Okay. Did Paul George?
No. But several current players have.
Yeah, I'm just screwing up.
All right, John, yeah. John, you want to erase it? You want to erase it?
Yeah, let's erase it with... we've already done all the Lakers guys. Let's do Wes Unseld.
Wes Unseld. Let me check the list. No, that's wrong. John is at the break with two strikes. Oh, wait, no. Technically, Chuck had his strike erased.
Yeah.
We might never end.
Let's do Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is correct.
And now I'm just ashamed of myself. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Cousins.
That's correct.
Anthony Davis.
That is correct.
I hate you guys. Let's go with Kevin Johnson.
No.
Let's
bad guess.
So we're going to new rules. There is no more erasing of strikes. Yeah. John has two strikes. Chuck has no strikes.
Damn.
Technically.
Yeah. This is Chuck's greatest performance.
Chuck has been on fire.
Who did you say last?
He just said Kevin Johnson.
It was really stupid.
Yeah, I'll go Kevin Love.
That's correct.
Oh, getting spanked.
You are getting spanked.
And you get some of this special sauce.
And spanked on the bottom.
Speaking of special sauce, Chuck, I have some barbecue sauce that John gave you months ago.
I know,
yeah,
I need it.
It's really life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John.
And I need to get that boot from you. You
give yes.
Sauce to Chuck, boot to me. All right, this is good online content. player, and there's probably still active players.
Let me check. There is at least one.
Who are we forgetting?
There's one active player that has not been named.
One active player. Well, that's going to torture.
That's going to be hard.
Okay, let me go with Derrick Rose.
That's wrong.
Damn.
That was not the one active player.
I lost.
Obviously, these names are all gettable, but now these are the ones where you're like, understandable. You forgot them.
Right.
I'm going to be so, really pissed off.
First of all, do you
want to win with pride, Chuck? Pride and glory.
No,
dunk on it.
I want to just win.
Just and dunk on me.
This win is secure.
I got both my hands in the air. Dunk on me.
Who could be one more player?
I am Andrea Bargnani.
You can name
right
one more.
DeMar DeRozan.
No. DeMar DeRozan, I think done it once.
I wanted to be posterized.
The current player is Dame Lillard. The unguessed correct answers in alphabetical order by first name: Adrian Dantley, Chris Mullin, Dale Ellis.
What?
Dale Ellis?
What?
David Thompson.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten these.
Mark Wrathgod Aguirre.
These are all nuggets.
Michael Redd.
It's a Piston, too.
Michael Redd.
Then wow.
Purvis Short, Tom Chambers.
Tom Chambers.
And World Be Free.
All-Star MVP.
That was really good.
Yeah. Okay, I don't feel too bad. I feel bad about Kevin Johnson.
For an inaugural sports scones episode, I thought you guys did good. Everybody good?
Tried.
Chuck was the big winner.
I crushed you.
Yeah. Chuck was the big winner.
Now, I have a lot of shame about this.
You should.
All right, par fadeaway, guys. Closing it down. What things are we looking forward to in the upcoming any amount of time?
The NBA is showing something of a little bit of a reasonable attitude towards college players. Seems as if we're going to have the ability for elite college players to be represented by agents while they're still playing in high school and college. And if you enter the draft and don't get drafted, you can go back to school.
So it seems reasonable.
It seems like a reasonable step in the eventual crushing of the NCAA as a slave trade.
It's a reasonable step until you realize it actually is nothing, and they've passed the buck on doing absolutely anything.
Right.
How is letting some guys have agents but not paying anyone or being allowed to use their likenesses to make money?
Right.
How does that solve anything? Also, hilariously, I'm sorry, I didn't let you answer.
No.
hilariously, the NCAA did not tell USA Basketball, they're like, oh yeah, USA Basketball will determine who the elite players are. They had a press conference announcing this and never told USA Basketball. USA Basketball says, no thanks.
Yeah, we don't want that job.
We don't want that job.
That's going to cost
not
money.
We're not staffed for that job.
Guys,
and somebody's going to hate us when we're not the people.
Guys, I'll do it.
Oh yeah, we should
I'll
be fast rate breakfast.
I'll do it.
I think we should get Porzingis at the five.
Huh.
Greek Freak at the four, probably.
Those are.
I don't even know what Sean is talking about.
I think
Eli Okobo at point guard.
I think those guys aren't American.
So no, but you missed it. So, no. I think you missed the whole thing, John.
Probably.
The NCAA wants USA Basketball to determine who the elite high school basketball players are who can sign agents.
Right.
This is nothing that USA Basketball does.
And sure.
Especially since Mike Krzyzewski's gone.
Bobby Knight's not doing anything.
So here's the thing.
It's crazy.
This is a lurching in the direction of sanity when it comes to amateur sports. In regards to basketball.
I guess lurching.
It lurches. This isn't
compared
you know,
to the NFL, this is Doc Brown 55 miles per hour into the future.
It's 88.
yeah, 88, yeah.
But you got to go think about these things in terms of like big picture stuff. We could
write that down. Chuck beat me in Game of Scones multiple times and just corrected me on a film reference. I'll be in my car with my hose attached to my window.
So, yeah, if we can see that as, you know, steps, positive steps in the right direction, taking away the idea of letting these people determine their own earning ability from the beginning, these high school students, if we can't do that, this is something beneficial in the right direction.
This is akin to our current administration being like, yes, we really screwed up following up in Puerto Rico and 1,400 people died. Coca-Cola is now in charge of cleaning up after hurricanes. And Coca-Cola being like, what? That's not our... We make soda.
Right.
Like, we make soda.
That's not
so
our
that's,
job.
So that's completely... I don't know. I think the NCAA is a clown show where just rich old people get paid for being awful.
And it's slowly
You just
being...
wouldn't understand. You don't have the class and integrity.
I wouldn't. John could teach me about it.
The good old South.
Oh, yes.
Also, parfait away. I got a couple things for you guys. That's right. It's gift season.
Gifts?
Uh-oh.
What do I get?
Oh,
I got a shirt. We got the jumper. What we got here? Oh, this is nice.
This is that awesome All-Star jersey.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where Jordan came back.
Woo-wee. Thanks, Keith.
We got John and Alonzo Mourning. I don't know.
Is that a Mourning?
I briefly had like a like, does John hate Alonzo Mourning? I don't know.
How do you feel about Alonzo Mourning?
I mean, I'll always have the Jeff Van Gundy moment.
You guys That's can so trade. Great. I mean, I don't care, you know.
I do have
what
too many.
What size get me?
I have too much heat merchandise.
I got an XL.
I'm going to put this on. Over my microphone and cord,
I'm just
so I can
take,
have a Mike Sherman.
So,
I'm just gonna take my
Chuck,
shirt off because that's why Keith got me this. So
Chuck,
you can see
me shirt. Oh, we're now showing all tattoos on Patreon only. Mm-hmm. But I got Chuck a Miami Heat t-shirt.
Whose nipples are harder, the nipples that are tattooed on him or the actual nipples?
And then John got a San Antonio All Star
with Matrix creepy stuff
with,
going on.
Alonzo Mourning. Well, so that's
this is very good cotton.
It's a great. I mean, homage t-shirts. They had a sale. It was on sale, guys.
This feels a lot better than the coffee mug I got, Keith.
Oh, the coffee mug is great. Still sitting nearby. Bad. But anyway, that was for you guys.
At least you took
thanks,
it home.
Keith.
If you want to see the video of John and Chuck opening their little gifts and John's and Chuck's naked body with his you know
tattoos,
lots of tattoos. Gorgons. You can see that at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. We got anything else before we wrap it up? I got to close shop down.
It's funny that you mentioned stuff that supports us because our Patreon screwed up last month. So check your Patreon to see if you were one of the one-third of listeners whose credit cards were not charged. You should check that out for all your Patreons you support because we're also introducing something new this week, the Patreon Fast Break Breakfast Doggy Bag. Every week, I'm going to pick an email from our illustrious list of Patreon supporters, and send you guys a little something-something from my stash.
Oh, man.
This week, number generator says, Bud Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. B-Sol.
You are the winner. You're going to be getting an email from me through Patreon and through your, looks like, Gmail. Please shoot me back. Give me your address, and I'm going to send you a package.
Yes.
We're going to do this every week during the off-season to keep you guys listening, to keep you guys sated for supporting us. We really thank you for it.
I'm
we know it's the off-season.
No, I'm glad you said during the off-season. I got nervous about 52 prize
packs.
Although, Daddy's got a lot of basketball cards.
But we really
cards.
Do appreciate all you listeners, and we love how you interact with us on the Patreon. And, yeah, we should be doing more to thank you guys. So thank you a lot.
We appreciate it. All right, if you want to support the show again, patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. You can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, and at Twitter at fastbreakbreak. All right, you guys are the best. Thanks for listening. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no apologize for being GNG. Fast break, break, man. You understand?
Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has never been easier thanks to SeatGeek. They've created an amazing app and website that makes ticket buying easier than it has ever been. They pull all the tickets available on other sites into one place so you never miss a deal, and more importantly, you aren't wasting time. You can even set alerts for upcoming events, and they'll let you know if ticket prices fall. Even better, every ticket on SeatGeek is ranked based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. And before you buy, you can use SeatGeek's detailed maps to see the view from your seat. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I use it all the time. SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price. You get to see the full ticket price from start to finish, and they never surprise you with big fees at the checkout page. Now, here's the best part about SeatGeek for all of you out there listening to the
Fast Break Breakfast.
My listeners who make their first SeatGeek purchase get a $20 rebate, and to get it, all you have to do is download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code, then enter promo code
FASTBREAKBREAK.
SeatGeek will then send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It does not get any easier than that. So download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code
FASTBREAKBREAK
today.